Welcome, everybody, to our latest Metricide episode. I am Robin Garris. I'm CEO and Principal Analyst at Metrigy, and I am delighted today to be joined by Art Goldberg, who is Senior Manager of Product Management at Lumen. And I've known Art for such a long time, and we've always had great discussions around the area of CCaaS, right, Art? And we were recently talking about companies and how they're using, they're using their service provider partners to deliver CCaaS services. And we were talking about some of the reasons why. And I said, hey, I'm going to do some research on this. And you and I talked about it a little bit more and thought it might be great to just get on a Metricast and talk about what we really see happening.
Happy to do so. Happy to do so, Robin.
All right. So, you know, just to kick things off, I just thought it was interesting to let people know. So I recently did this research. It was conducted in April. We had about 724 companies participate. It was global. And we asked them if they're using or planning to use a carrier service provider, so a company like Lumen, for your UCaaS or CCaaS services. And 37.8% said, yes, they are. So it's quite a big number when you think about all the, you know, sort of the platform-only type of providers that are out there, the as-a-service providers. And so we asked a lot of questions around why they're doing it and all that. And I wanted to start out just by asking you, how are customers responding right now? If we want to focus in on some CCaaS stuff, how are they focused, or how are they rather responding to your CCaaS offering? Where are they coming from? Are they existing UCaaS customers, or are they coming from somewhere else? What are you seeing? So let's start there.
Well, it's a little bit of all of those, Robin. Okay, if you look at our business and the history that we had in this business, we have legacy customers that we've been having on either CPE platforms or on maybe an old hosted platform. We have customers who are buying one of our unified communications platforms, and they need a contact center. And oftentimes, most of the time, frankly, the unified communications platform doesn't have contact center capability, so they come over to the contact center side of the business want us to add that piece to a total solution. And I think, you know, the other piece is that, you know, we being the large company that we are with the large kind of scale relationships that we have with customers, they have us in mind. You know, they have us in mind when they're in the market, regardless of why they're in the market, okay? Because we have so many existing relationships where the customers will come to the relationship that they have with their account team and say, I need help in this space. They may or may not know that we're in the space, okay? And if they don't, they'll ask, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you think about it, it's existing customers who we don't have contact center with, it's existing customers who we do, it's existing customers or new customers who are buying a unified communications platform. So it's really kind of coming to us from a lot of different directions.
And, you know, when I went into the research, my hypothesis is really that if you ask companies, why do you want to go to a service provider to get your UCaaS or CCaaS services, my thought was always, well, you know, it's a single point of contact, right? And that does show up in our answers. You know, that is something that, oh, about 28% of companies will say that, oh, you know, we have a single point of contact. We can get all sorts of services and have one company to talk to and one company to work with, you know, one set of procurement issues to deal with, all that kind of stuff. But actually, the number one reason, or that we asked, what value do you see with using a carrier service provider? Number one was better network performance and reliability. And that was 48% of companies. Number two was the professional services they offer, 44%. And then the third one, and there's others on this list, but let's look at the top three for a minute. The third one was lower costs, you know, 42.8%. And you know what? The fourth one's so close, 41%, additional network security capability. So it's kind of like this combination of, hey, you guys, you have good performance. We can augment what we're doing with you with professional services. You've got security you can throw in there, which is pretty cool. and it's a lower cost than what we might be spending elsewhere. So those are kind of the top reasons. And I'm just curious as to what you think of those. Are you seeing that with your customers? Are you seeing other things that we haven't talked about?
Number one, we're definitely seeing those things, okay? And not only are we seeing those things, you know, as being responsible for our over strategy into the marketplace, those are things that we're driving into the market as our value propositions, right? You know, clearly all of those things you mentioned are. But I'll talk about some of those and maybe a little bit about where other things might be. Single source, single point of contact. That's a very blanket thing in my industry, right? And I mean, the reason that companies do business with the likes of Lumen or the other big telecoms is that very reason, right? I mean, my history was I was with AT&T for many, many years, and the same type of reason for customer relationships existed. Broad nature of products, all mission critical in various areas of the business. I'd rather have one account team, one throat to choke. And you know, in a lot of cases, especially with you know strategic customers, they want to have executive relationships as well, right? So you know, an executive relationship, and you know, let's face it, the more you spend, the more stroke you have, right, as a customer. So that's absolutely true. Network, a big one, okay? If you look at the CCaaS market, there's a lot of places where the CCaaS provider is selling the telecom also. So they're selling, they're packaging up the toll-free, potentially the connectivity also. And some push it more than others. But in the end of the day, typically what you're seeing there is a pretty featureless, and usually kind of, for lack of a better word, like cheap and dirty services. Okay, they buy wholesale services, they do a lot of LCR routing. To hold costs down, and the customer loses a lot of control over what they want to see in their network, right? If they want to see network quality, voice quality, if they want to have certain levels of control, certain levels of reporting, that if they want that, and especially if they have existing relationships with things that they like to begin with, they don't want to be forced or pushed into losing something that works for them already. Okay. And so that's a big part of our business is, you know, sometimes we struggle or have a challenge to maintain customers for that very reason. Okay. Oh, we're moving over to so-and-so's platform. They're not buying it from us, let's say. Okay. And we're going to move our toll-free over there too. Well, we start sitting down and talking to them about why. And they're like, well, it's just packaged in there and it's easy and all that stuff. And we say, well, you know, then we start bringing up all these. Well, you use this and you use that, and you depend on this for disaster recovery, for example. And you're looking for a certain level of reliability, and you're looking for a certain level of voice quality. And you lose control of those things if you don't maintain that relationship with the carrier, right? You also have large enterprise level commitments, right? You know, minimum annual commitments and so forth, that they want to be able to continue to reach, and those were always contributory services. So, and then you have things that are more procurement based, okay? Being able to leverage existing master agreements,
Yeah, that definitely
those
shows
kind
up.
of, yeah, that shows up too. And a lot of times that works really well because the customers can buy, for example, add on a CCaaS solution, but don't have to go out and negotiate new contracts. And that, by the way, that happens a lot for us. That, you know, that happens a lot for us where a customer comes and says, you know, I'm interested in this particular CCaaS platform. I've spoken to them. I know that you also sell their platform. Gee, I'd rather be able to come do business with you and start forming all new contractual relationships. So, you know, there's a whole host of reasons, some technical, some relationship, some about the buying process. But yeah, I mean, all of those things that you mentioned, we find are absolutely in play all the time.
Well, it's interesting too, because you go to conferences and you listen to webinars and stuff, and there's so many really cool things happening in the CX space, more broadly speaking, with AI, with agent assist, with analytics and all that. But when you talk to the technical people running a contact center or a CX solution, their main concern is it reliable? Is it up? We're having too much downtime. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. What about all this cool AI stuff? You know, they're like, hey, wait, just make sure that I'm getting the reliability that I need and the network connectivity that I need. So I think that, you know, as you talk to companies, you can see where they see some of that value in going with their carrier, their service provider for whatever they can, just because, you know, if you don't have a strong foundation, doesn't matter what applications you want to put on top of it or how fancy they are. If your foundation is got some cracks in it, you're going to have bigger problems.
Well, that's absolutely true. And there's a few things there that are important. Number one is when you have a problem, you really don't want to have to figure out who to deal with on the problem.
Yeah.
Right. You know, these are complicated systems. You've got networks, you've got platforms, you've got applications, you have integrations into other components, all the, you know, right. So it's a pretty complex environment, right? So it, when you buy it through someone like us, you're getting a single source, okay? But it's not just a single source for contracting, buying, account relationships and all that. It's when something goes wrong, you have one place to call, okay? And whether it's, and so if you call us, we're now responsible, whether it's a network problem, whether it's some right. time of connectivity problem from the user, or whether it's a platform problem, or whether it's an application problem. And we take responsibility for that whole thing. Whereas, you know, if you buy from separate sources, it's the old finger pointing game. I mean, you know, it's been there for a long time in our industry, right? You know, so that, you know, that is absolutely a significant play. The other thing is choices. I think customers in today's environment are seeing a lot of options in the marketplace. It can be confusing, okay? But at the same time, I think that customers don't want to be locked into, okay, this is us and this is what we sell. I think the idea of having a partner who can offer multiple choices in multiple areas is also very attractive. So that's kind of our overall strategy for both Unified Communications and Contact Center. So we have multiple partners on the Unified Communications side, multiple partners on the Contact Center side, and then we make sure that we understand the integration between them so that they can work well together. And of course, there are some that are becoming more native, and we'll have that as well. You know, you look at, if I just, you know, start speaking about the market a little bit, Cisco, we're a big Cisco shop, okay? Cisco has WebEx Contact Center. So if you're a Cisco customer, if you're a dyed-in-the-wool Cisco customer, you want a single Cisco stack, we absolutely can do that for that customer. Look at Zoom. Okay, Zoom up and coming for sure. You know, they're kind of fledgling in the contact center space right now with their new offering. But I won't be surprised if in the not too distant future, they'll have a real strong offering, and those who want to buy up kind of a pure Zoom solution, they can do that. Or they may say, I like one of the other players and I want to integrate that with my unified communications platform. And again, if you can go to a single provider who can do all of that for you, customers are finding that very interesting.
So let's talk about inhibitors, because there are people who say, no, we're going to go directly with the platform, you know, platform provider and everything. And, sure. You know, as we asked organizations what the biggest inhibitors were, it's interesting because it was cost was a top inhibitor. It was also one of the big drivers. You know, so it's kind of like on both sides. And I think to your point earlier, you know, if you're a larger company and you have a big spend, cost is going to be a driver because you're getting some good discounts. If you maybe you're not a larger company, or maybe you're not doing a lot of different buys with the same provider, maybe the cost is an inhibitor because you're not getting the good discounts. But that is by far, you know, the number one inhibitor to using a carrier service provider for your as a service, UC or contact center. But I also look at this as there is a difference between cost and value, you know, so a lot of companies will say, well, I'm willing to pay more if I get the value for it, you know? So I don't know, are you finding any companies that are willing to spend more even than they would going directly to the platform provider because of some additional value they might see with the carriers?
Yeah, we do to a degree. Okay. it's always tempered by how much, you know, more.
Yeah.
Companies who understand value add, okay, whether it's in the network side and the capabilities behind it, or whether it's in a platform itself, okay, and who you're buying it from. Companies who really understand value add are always willing to pay a little bit more
Sure.
for that value. They feel like they're getting something for it, right? From a cost perspective, though, you got to look at one thing about the players like a big carrier. The relationships we have with the platform providers that we're reselling their services, we buy more from them than any individual customer ever will.
Yeah.
So you think about the ability for us to negotiate discounts on behalf of our customers, oftentimes is better than that customer can ever do on their own, especially a small customer. Okay? I mean, it's kind of a weird twist because the large customer, who you would think does all this big volume with us and they're going to get the smoke and discount and all that, well, they may get a much more aggressive, offer directly from the platform provider, simply because it's a big spend, right? Whereas the medium-sized customer or smaller customer doesn't have that buying power. So we get to extend that buying power that we have onto them,
Yeah, that's a good point.
and they find,
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a good
they really
point.
find that to be valuable. I think the other thing is, again, when you talk about value add, is what else do you get by buying through a partner that can bring more to the table than just what the platform provider can do. So let me give you an example of that. There are a lot of things that these platforms and then plugins can do. There's also a lot of things that they don't do, right? And if you want to have all of these things working in your overall environment, then again, coming to someone like a big carrier like us, you can do it. So an example of that might be, let's say, something like fraud prevention and authentication. Okay, so you can go out there and contract with a third-party company who does authentication, fraud prevention, risk scoring, all those terms, whatever you want to call it, and then integrate that with your network, with your platform provider, or you can come to someone like us and that says, well, we have that capability inherently in our network. And so if you want to have calls screened or somehow evaluated for potential fraud prior to it reaching your agent, right? We can do that for you on the network side, again, all from one place. And they find value in that and they're willing to pay for that rather than going out and getting the cheapest deal in three or four different places. Because at the end of the day, that's going to cost them more, even if it's not dollars, it's going to cost them more in resources and time.
Yeah, just managing different vendors is in and of itself time consuming and can be costly.
Absolutely.
And just to, from an IT perspective, just learning different systems is also a challenge sometimes.
Well, that's true also because we try to integrate as many things into our network offerings, so that the control and access to them are still from somewhat of a single point. And then obviously they're still going to be accessing a platform, as well, but you're not having to go and access two or three other third-party pieces.
Okay. So now, just wrapping up, one more question, Art. You mentioned already Cisco, that you're a big Cisco shop. Just kind of give us a high level review of what Lumen offers in terms of CCaaS today and any related services that are built into that. Like I know you, like you just mentioned, security, any other, network or, management type of capabilities that you offer, but what other options do I have besides Cisco as I'm going down there?
Like I said, Cisco, and I consider that to be somewhat of a niche for us. Okay, it's really associated with the Cisco Unified Communications business for us, which is rather large. And I really don't see customers who are not a Cisco customer buying Webex Contact Center. It's kind of for those Cisco customers. I think the same thing's going to happen with Zoom as they mature with their product. Okay. Now, in terms of my portfolio, managing the contact center business, number one, we have the network side of things. Okay, the network side, and what I call it, we call it network services and applications. So we have all these things that can be added on from the network side, whether it has anything to do with control and reliability, putting call recording into the network, putting IVR in front of the platform, being able to do queuing of calls in front of in front of a platform for spikes in call volumes. Very, very highly used by utilities, for example, when they get an outage and all of a sudden, they get boom spikes and they can't possibly have enough access for that. We have some very sophisticated analytics capabilities. We have fraud prevention risk scoring capabilities. And all of these things are what I would consider to be complementary to a CCaaS platform. So when you buy these network services and applications, they're additive to what you're buying, the capabilities of the platform are. Okay. Then, in terms of what we specifically have, a couple things. Number one is we have a legacy Genesys-based platform. We've had it for many years. It's based on the Genesys Engage software, so more of the legacy Genesys software. And we have two platforms there, one an enterprise and one a FedRAMP platform. So we have one that serves that government market when they have the requirement for FedRAMP. The other is the enterprise platform. And when just that by nature of how this grew up, very heavily in public sector. State and federal governments like what we have. They find very, very comfortable for them. It's very reliable. And even though it's aging some in terms of the software that's out there, the reliability is bullet, okay? Government agencies don't necessarily want the latest, greatest applications, okay? They want to be reliable and they want to use what the other agencies are already using. So that we have that platform in place. We also have kind of our main focus lately has been with Genesys Cloud. So Genesys and their cloud offering, and they will soon have a FedRAMP capability as well. They're in the marketplace in process right now. We've been very successful with our building our base of customers for Genesys Cloud. Also a lot of add-ons there, right? They have their marketplace that they can add, through the App Foundry. And, things like Google CCAI being able to add on to that. We see a lot of that. And then the newest relationship that we haven't technically announced yet, but since it's true, I'll go ahead and say it. We have a brand new relationship with Talkdesk.
Oh, nice.
And and so Talkdesk will also be kind of a mainstay of our portfolio sitting right alongside Genesys Cloud. And again, it goes back to what I said earlier. Customers want choices. And I don't want to be, say, well, it's Genesys robust for us. So now we have that relationship with Talkdesk. They will soon have a FedRAMP offering as well. So public sectors is, very keen on that. And I'll also tell you, we are talking to one or two others over time. I do recognize that customers will have preferences, right? They're going to do their own research. And they're going to say, Genesys is okay, but I'm really kind of jazzed by Talkdesk right now. Can you do me there? And I go, sure. And then another thing to think about in terms of the ecosystem within a carrier is what kind of connectivity and what kind of security are you going to get? So a lot of these newer systems use internet for the access or delivery of calls. So that now means that if it's mission critical or if it's PCI, in play or HIPAA in play, you need a certain level of security. So we're offering full encrypted voice over the internet into all the partners who we bring on board. So we make sure that it's like, okay, you can buy that from us. We'll make sure it's delivered encrypted, and we will maintain that environment and keep vigilance over the reliability of that as well.
And you know what? What's interesting too is like when we do our research, we find that a surprisingly high number of companies at any given time are either switching providers or evaluating switching providers. And when you think about, like to your point, okay, if it's a new customer coming in, they have a choice between, several of the vendors that you just mentioned here. But I could be within Lumen right now and be like, you know what? Kind of like what you said, like say I'm an existing Genesys customer, for example, and I say, wow, I think I'd like to switch over to Talkdesk or I'd like to switch over to Cisco for whatever reason. You guys deal with that then. It's not like they, and it's a little bit easier than when you're insulated a bit from that. It's not like you have to have, frankly, a lot of, tough discussions or have to deal with, doing the actual switchover. It's like, you're my partner. You're serving me. If I say I want a different one of your partners, you're like, cool, we'll handle that for you.
And that
So
doesn't
that
happen.
is kind of
That's
a,
real.
that's kind of a benefit.
Yeah, and the other thing you and I talked about that I think we thought was a little bit interesting as well. This is still a young space, right?
Yeah.
And it's a young space relative to the level of adoption. And you look at the level of adoption that was, really accelerated through COVID, right? There are a lot of customers who made a buying decision and aren't happy with it for whatever reason, right? They went with so and so and they're like, and they've been there for a year
Typically,
or 2 years, and now they want to change. And that wasn't something I would have anticipated. I would not have anticipated that people were going to change within a year or two. Usually, you would think kind of a normal buying cycle in this space is more of a 4 or 5 year window, right?
For sure.
But we have seen quite a few customers, and we're in the middle of several right now, where they made a buying decision. And by the way, a lot of times it was based on price. A lot of times it was a quick decision based on price. And then they found out, ooh, well, maybe they don't love the system,
Don't
or
have the
maybe
value.
they found out that the professional services requirements were way beyond what they expected from both the complexity and the cost. So that's another driver that says, and might want to consider something else that may be easier to implement and lower level of effort to either maintain or to put in.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Art. I think we've covered a lot of good content, a lot of good thoughts around why companies are or are not using their service providers for their as a service type of functions and capabilities or requirements. So I just want to thank you for just taking out the time and talking a little bit about that today, and also about what you guys are offering. Like I said, when I did this research and I saw the results, I thought, oh, this is interesting. And you and I had talked about it before, and just regrouping with you on this, I think it was good to just share a few thoughts on this, and hopefully our viewers and listeners will find this to be valuable.
Great. And it's always a pleasure, Robin. And I'm looking forward to our next discussion.
You can be sure there will be one.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much, and everyone have a great day.
Bye-bye.